Blog Talk Radio. Clearly, I am not a fat ass. I am active brain and lip smacking peach deep, sometimes too aggressive in its honesty, and heart sweet that loves wholly and completely whom it may choose, whomever it may choose. I am not gonna lie and pacify. I am arms to hold. I am lips to speak. I am a motherfucking G. Strong legs that stroll off the 33 bus or out of a money green phantom comfortably. Knees that bend to pray, clean from Ajax washings. Hair that is thick and soft. Thighs that betwixt an amazing all expense grand prize. I am eyes that sing, smile that brightens, touch that rings and supplies euphoric release. I am a grand dom queen beast. I am warm, I am peace. From the roads of Botswana, from 23rd Street, from the inside, third eye, ever watching this wicked, wicked system of things I do see. I am friend to pen and a lover of strong women, a diamond to men. I am curious and interested like children. I welcome the wise to teach. Appreciator of my culture, thick, not just from bone dense and eat. I have a rhythm in my ways and a practice in my seek. And yes, I do crave the rhythm of my space with a man that rejoices in God's grace. With faith, I do hear to listen to hands that fist when force pushes to shove and your ego won't submit. I am gifted. I am all of this. And indeed, the shit. Clearly, I am not just an ass.
Good evening and welcome to the Friday Nightcap. This is your host, Imaj Alde with Taylor Danes, and we are adding to the mix tonight, Mr. Cameron. How are you all doing this evening?
Doing well. How's everybody out there doing?
Hi, everyone.
I'm okay. I'm just going to say that, and I just needed a little bit of Jill Scott in my life just for a moment. This day has been long, oh so long, to the point where I've reached mood swings. So, yes, it's been that type of day. So, I'm excited. I needed some ice time. So, thank you all for joining me tonight. And I haven't been drinking, so, yeah, I need to catch up to somebody. Taylor, I've been drinking.
Yes, I've been drinking. I've been drinking a lot.
Oh, gosh, what's a lot?
This is bottle number three. Sutter Home White Zinfandel.
Okay.
This is bottle number three.
Bottle? By yourself?
Yeah.
That's how you unwind on a Friday night?
Well, no, that's not how I unwind. Actually, I'm celebrating this weekend because Sunday is my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Always calls for a celebration.
Exactly. So that's pretty much just what I'm doing this weekend. I'll probably be doing it all weekend. People, please do not just leave me, just talk to me on Monday. Don't even bother trying to call me. Don't send me a message. Don't text me. Don't email me. Just talk to me on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. I hope they receive some memo because I'm going to call you and I'm going to text you and it won't be on Monday. So you need to answer my calls.
I'll try my hardest. How about that?
You shall. What? What's that say?
I know it's kind of cliche, but mm-hmm. will you be spending most of your birthday in your birthday suit with that or whatever who special someone?
Well, as of lately, I've been I'm currently single, so I don't know if I'll be spending my birthday in my birthday suit. I would like to. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I will have some stories next week.
Mm. But even if you're by yourself, you still can be in your birthday suit and just be like, you know what, I'm going to get in touch with me and just, it's my birthday, like, I haven't.
You know what, that is a good idea. I think that I'm actually going to be sober for like an hour or two, and I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to buy me a new toy. And I'm going to be alone in my birthday
awesome.
Suit with my toy. That's a great idea. Thank you, Cameron. That's a good idea. I don't think that was quite what he was talking about. Was that quite what you were talking about?
No, that was exactly. I mean, yeah, I didn't know your technique or if you like toys or fingers or like rabbits or ladybugs. I know it's a plethora of different names for.
Wait a minute. Now I have to Google what's the ladybug. What's that do?
So this was back in A&T in the 90s. I had a friend, what's her name, but she always told me, she's like, oh, it's this ladybug, and when I get it, you know, it can make me come and, like, sex. She's like, my record is, like, 12 seconds, and I'm, you know.
That's a Google magic, my friends, Google magic.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be, I don't know, so I was a little upset because she's my friend. We kind of flirt with each other, but you know she would tell me about all her sex ventures and stuff, and
I felt a little left out.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those guys. You didn't get the hint. She was trying to tell you that she wanted to give you the ass, but you just didn't understand because she
later.
Wasn't.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
I did find
direct.
Out later. I was slow. It took me a little while to catch up, and
it's okay.
You know,
it happened.
Yeah,
it's okay. It happens. Wait, no, that's not the ladybug I was talking about. Google, see, I can't be bothered with Google.
That's funny. Stop Googling.
Taylor,
toys already.
So Taylor.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so you said you were just okay today, and you were sound like you were stringing off some of your issues.
Oh no, I don't actually have any issues. I just been in the house. I'm pretty cool. I keep my drinking in the house. I don't go out in public and drink because apparently
that's very smart.
I'm a hot mess out in public when I drink because usually 9 times out of 10, my friends aren't, like, we're not on the same level of drinking. So usually what happens is that they had, like, 1 or 2 drinks to my, like, 5 or 6. So then it's like I'm the only one that's drunk and having fun, and they're just looking at me. So I was just like, well, I'm just going to be in the house this time and see what happens. There wasn't a particular place I wanted to go today either. So I just walked around the corner to my little local store and got a bottle. And the guy was like, you know, you never come in here and buy a bottle. Like, what's going on? I was like, Sunday's my birthday. So he gave me 2 extra ones. So that's why I'm on my 3rd bottle.
Excellent.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah. Little Indian guy. I can't pronounce his name, but I call him my chocolate daddy because I can't pronounce his name. So when I go in there, I always look for him. I'm like, hey, chocolate daddy. Literally. Like, I cannot pronounce his name, so rather than trying to jack it up, I just was like, I'm just call you my chocolate daddy. But he was, like, all excited. He's like, oh, it's your birthday. I'm like, no, not till Sunday. He's like, no, you take two more bottles. Okay, since you insist, I'm not going to argue with you.
I think he was trying to tell you you didn't have to drink them all in one day because you still have till your birthday. So you were supposed to drink, like, one today, one tomorrow, and then have one for your birthday. You sound like a lush at this point. So get it together. And I can't talk because Wednesday night I was drunk as shit, and I don't care.
You know,
I had a bad day that day, too.
I didn't even think of that. I really did it.
You was too busy drinking. You didn't think of it. Too busy drinking.
Well, never mind. It's not much left. Never mind.
You might as well drink it. Don't even say this corner.
Yeah, I am.
Drink it. We are going to hop into our first topic for tonight. And so it has to do with porn. Now, I like porn. I know Taylor likes porn. And Cameron, do you like porn?
I do like porn. I don't watch porn currently, but I do like porn.
Okay.
Why?
Well, this, wait a minute. Let me finish. I have other parts to my question. So the reason why we're talking about porn tonight is because some people on this earth, I'm not going to name names or anything, but they feel like porn is a form of kind of like cheating because they think that you want the woman that's in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we're kind of going to dig into that topic tonight. Like, are you freaking serious? Because, bitch, I can't have her. Like, I can't do it. So have you all ever experienced anyone saying, okay, I don't like the fact that you watch porn because I think you want the man or the woman in there, that movie, and I'm not enough for you?
I've experienced both ends of the spectrum where the woman was cool. She, you know, didn't have a problem with it. We could even watch it together. And then on the other end, it was like, oh, why are you watching that? You know, girls. And so it was just, it was kind of two totally opposite things. And so and with the second situation, it did kind of feel like, oh, boy, there was an issue of mistrust, that was part of it, because one person watched porn, the other didn't, so it's, she did kind of feel like that's old. You like those images, and you like those bodies, and which really I don't. It's just, you know, it's a fantasy, and it's more about what they're kind of doing and the action. So, but I don't know. Porn, I think porn can do some good things for certain relationships, and fucking that, it just, it has to be an open issue that you discuss. If not, it'll be an unhealthy, you know, hindrance to your relationship.
Bad of it. I've always liked porn. You can call me a nasty little woman. I don't even care. I like it. I like to watch it. A lot of times, me and Taylor have talked about this, where we find it funny sometimes. And it's just a sense of entertainment sometimes for us. And
yeah,
I had this guy one time try to say, hey, you know, you like watching this certain person all the time, but you want a guy like him. And I'm looking like, no, obviously I'm with you. So no. And, I mean, I just like the way he does it. Like, that's all. Well, I don't do it that way. Okay, well, that's fine. I'm not complaining about what you do. I just like to watch this man. And it was just like this whole combative situation. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just not going to watch porn around you because this is my house and I got to watch it when you're here. So, but yeah, I've been there, done that.
So it did become an issue? And then,
it did become an issue.
Obviously, but... So, I mean, was it something that you saw that you had to hide, or was it like, oh, you taught me watching porn, or
no,
you
I didn't
just
hide
didn't
it.
Do it?
No, I didn't hide it. It's my house. Like, it wasn't like I was taking the DVD over to his house and watching it. If I'm in my house, I'm free to watch whatever the heck I like. I don't care. So, if... He's like, okay, well, let's watch a porn. I just didn't watch that particular one with him, you know. I was like, okay, I'm more selective in what I'll choose for you than for myself, because for me, I know exactly what I'm going into, you know. Okay. So I respect the fact that we didn't watch that particular person, but... And I'm thinking, like, I am never going to sleep with that man. Like, there is no way on this earth. One, I'm going to meet him. Two, am I going to sleep with him because he's a porn star? You've lost your freaking mind, but okay.
Yeah. So okay, I do have a question, but I will say that I met one of my, people that I liked in their Jada Fire. I'm pretty sure y'all familiar with her if you watch porn.
She do some things, child. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. So she's a squirter. She's a professional. She actually retired now, but I was in California. I was doing some film work probably about 2 years ago, and I was at a comedy club, and I saw her. And, of course, that was the only kind of, I'm usually cool and calm. Like, that was the little groupie coming out. But I had a very cordial conversation with her. I got her phone number. We talked on the phone a couple of times, but it wasn't like I was trying to get with her. It was I was writing this. Well, I had written this script, and I thought that she would be perfect for the role. And I was like, and I was trying to convince her.
Oh, you write porn? Oh.
No, not porn. No. I'm not porn. I write films full of features like real. But I was trying to get her to transition to the mainstream. Because it actually happened before with, like, at least one porn star. So, but she was like, no, you know, like, nobody's ever going to, you know, once a porn star, they're always like, you know, they're going to see you as a porn star and all this. And I was trying to convince her because it was this porn star named Sasha Grey who ended up doing some mainstream stuff. Like, she was on Entourage and she did a movie with Steven Soderbergh and... I just couldn't make my case. And then after that, I was just like, well, can I take you out at least? She was like, nah. But so, I mean, to the point where you're saying that you won't meet them, like, if you're in California where I was at, I saw at least three different porn stars that I knew, two females and one guy. So it was like, if you're out there, they're just out there. They're just.
Okay. So.
Okay.
The moral of that story is what I got is, Imaj, we need to go to California. That is pretty much what I got out of that story. Sidebar for a second. Did you know that Overstock.com sells vibrators? Did you guys know that? They do.
I didn't have.
No.
Yeah, they do.
That is official that Overstock.com sells every freaking thing. What the hell? Uh-huh. And King Burns is hanging out with us in our chat room, and we thank him so much for hanging out with us tonight. And he does say that porn is good for people who are in secure situations, who are secure in that, and I agree.
I know about Amazon, but Overstock, I'm just like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. But I was in a situation where anybody that knows me knows that, call me what you want to call me, but I only watch black porn. I don't do interracial porn. I don't like white people porn. I like black people porn. And I prefer either group sex or...
I'm the same way. Yeah.
What's the
group
other one?
Group sex or what?
What's the other one? I can't. Too much wine. Group sex. Just the oral videos or lesbian porn. It, you know, and my guy was feeling some type of way because I watch the lesbian porn, so he had issues where though he felt that, you know, I was either a lesbian and didn't say anything to him, or I was bi or I didn't know I was bi. And I tried to, as calmly as I could, explain to him that the reason behind me liking lesbian porn is not so much as, oh, it's just two women and that's hot. It's more of a, it's more about your personality, whether or not you're a giver. Or you're, it's more about that. It's like a psychological thing. It's not necessarily just, oh, it's two, you know, it's two big booty bitches and they touching each other. That's cool and all. That's fun to see. But it's more of a psychological thing. And I tried to explain that to him, but he just couldn't wrap his mind around it. And it became an issue because every time we would go through something, we would get into an argument, we would have a disagreement. It would be because I don't actually like women. So it really became, like, it really was, like, a full-blown issue. Like, anytime we got into a disagreement, like, he wanted to go here, I wanted to go there. Like, any little thing, it would be a matter of, oh, so it would escalate into me being a lesbian. And I'd just be like, wait, what? Why? Really? 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 So it became an issue, and after a while, I was like, I'm not going to stop watching my porn. I was watching porn long before I met you, and I'm going to continue to watch my porn, and I'm going to like my porn. So you got to go.
So what about on the flip side? So have you had any issues about where you felt some type of way about guy you were with and he was watching porn, or were you always just pretty much open to it?
I was pretty much open to it. I had, I actually ruined a movie for this guy I was kind of like hanging out with. Like we, you know, we were, I don't even know what you call us. Like, okay, so I went over there to do what we do, and he turned on a movie, and I had seen it already. I'd seen it a bunch of times, and I always thought it was funny. It wasn't a very good one, very poor editing, very poor graphics, just everything was just, it was like a low-budget movie. I told him, and I think that he was trying really hard to impress me because I guess he felt like, because he follows me on Facebook, so he knows my type of personality, so I guess he felt like he was trying to, I don't even know how to describe it. He thought that I was like on this level 22, which I'm really not. But he felt like he was just, you know, he was trying to impress me. And I was like, I've seen this one already. This is funny because she's going to fall. It's just all types of things that was just wrong with this movie. And he felt some type of way about it. Like, you know, I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to, you know, make sure you're good. Like, you know, or whatever the case. I don't know what he was trying to do, but it was like, it was very weird because he felt some type of way because I was making fun of his porn. And then
You know what he was trying to do. He was trying to show you he was a real freak. He was like.
And I was just like, but this movie of all movies, like you follow me on Facebook, like we talk on a regular, like you, why would you pick this one? You know what I mean? Like you know my type of personality. Like, we talk all the time outside of you following me on Facebook. Like, you know me personally. You know what I mean? Like, we hang out. You know, we've been out to clubs and everything else. Like, you know me. Why would you pick this? Like, you know me well enough to know I'm going to think this shit is hilarious, whether I'm drunk or, like, sober. So why would you even pick this movie? But he was like, you know, I'm really trying or whatever. Like, you know, you're not giving me the benefit of the doubt. Like, I mean, he was real sensitive, too, come to think about it. Like, he was a he was a sensitive guy. Like, sensitive. Like, every little thing was just like, well, why would you say that? You see, I'm trying. I'm like, oh, he was a bit much. He was.
Well,
don't laugh. He was.
Well, Taylor told us what type of porn he likes to watch. So, Imaj, what kind of, what's your flavor?
She likes all of them.
I think that just might be a true statement. I like all types of porn.
Freak alert.
I mean, hey, it is what it is. I do like watching group sex. I like to watch that either live or in person, but that's neither here nor there. let's see. I like big butts.
So you like them big booty holes? You like them big booty holes?
Yeah, like a whole lot. You know, I got a lot of big booty hole type stuff. matter of fact, I am sitting near my little treasure chest. So let's see. Let's look. I have a lot of parody stuff, like the parody things, like, are super funny to me. So I have a lot of those.
Oh.
Like, I have Married with Children. I have The Cosby Show. I have Sanford and Son. Let's see, what is this? That is not that. Why is that turned that way? That's not supposed to be turned that way. Wait a minute. Like I said, I'm sitting here near my little treasure chest. And so let's see here. Oh, that one was terrible. Yes, that's why that was turned that way. That was garbage. And I sit down and I critique them as well. That's my Sanford and Son parody. I have In Living Color. I have the Chappelle Show parody. I have this one called Doing the Double Butt. Kind of like, I do watch anal porn. I have so much. Like, I'm seriously like, I think I got an issue. I have this one called Office Freaks. Jack's Big Pit Show. In the Thick, After Dark Nurses. I can't have a whole lot of stuff. don't judge me. I have this.
Do you have a preference
threesome.
Do you have a preference for black and white in a ratio?
I watch black women, white women, Chinese women. But the Chinese women kind of like turn me off because I'm like, these bitches don't have no breasts. So I definitely do not really watch them that much. Now, the one that has a whole bunch of threesomes on it, that's primarily white women and white men. But they have so many bands. It's like 4 hours long. Like, really?
That's
four
long.
Freaking hours. And so, but I've watched every single last one of those. Shut up, don't judge me. Not in one sitting. I haven't done it in one sitting. But I've seen all of them. And I do not let anybody borrow my porn because people don't know how to give shit back. And I remember my favorite one, I let this guy borrow, like, some years ago, and to this day, like, every time I see him, I'll be going to say, dude, what the fuck do I want? Like, where's my DVD? Because you owe me some shit. Like, or nigga, you need to call us off some money, because that was my favorite. So I was,
ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it was like 4 hours long, too.
You confront the situation. That's what I had to do. My best friend, he came to my house one day, and I had I was packing up to move, so I had stuff everywhere. So he's like going through my movies. He's like, oh, let me borrow this. You know, I'll give it back. Mm-hmm. Oh, whatever. A day goes by, 2 days go by, 3 days go by, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Hey, bruh, you need to come up off my movie. Come up off my movie. Yeah, I went all the way, the whole three blocks to his house. You need to come up off my movie. I need that for something. That movie wasn't cheap because I went all the way to the city to get it. It was a double set. It was $25.99, and I need my movie day.
No.
So you gonna have to you're gonna have to come up off my movie.
Like my double sets, you definitely don't get those. Like, no. I will choke you where you stand if you ask to borrow that. And so you wait till I see him. Like, I'll see him again. You just don't worry. Because I see him I see him like every other month. So I'm like, oh, you wait till I see you. Because that really
mm-hmm.
just talking about that really just
jogged
my memory. Like,
that
room still got my.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell him to come up off your movie. Because
them
double
sets
is not cheap.
It,
like.
And them things are expensive. Them things cost money. That's why I don't buy my. Well, when I was doing, I didn't buy my porn. Like I had some. I was straight online. Like online.
Oh
like,
yeah, that's my new shit
like
now. Online.
Like trip. What? Yeah, xvideos.com or Triple S or all my stuff is online and stuff. And then
online.
That way I can, because I like variety. Well, one thing I like group sex. My preference is really black on black. That's But I, like, as far as women, I will watch other women, you know, Latinos, Asians, whites and stuff. But usually it has to be at least a black guy. Like, I can't watch white dudes, especially, like, doing a black girl. Just if something with me and racial, I'm like, I can't do it. I will not.
Oh, Lord.
I will not watch it.
It's not that serious.
I just can't relate to it. I can't do it. I mean, I did back in the. It's funny back in the day. I didn't, you know, I did, but like now, I'll be like, I think that's it. I do prefer like, and that's one of the things that I got to the point where I really couldn't watch like one on one and like threesomes was all right, but really, it's like orgies. I like it got to be at least like. Three or four different girls and, you know what I'm saying, and some guys and stuff and, you know, usually and kind of go through and they're usually big booty, nice, brown, pretty. And but, you know, I think that was, you know, if that becomes your image, like, that's my fantasy, you know, all these other just, I don't know. Like, I had to kind of step up. But that's my preference. Like, that's what, and also, like, my only, I don't do fetish stuff, but, like, squirting is, I don't know.
Oh, I got one of those.
Does something to me, like, I like squirt orgies or something. It's like, but.
You know what, though? Those are interesting. Those are interesting. I watch those. And you know what else I like? I had this DVD. It was a 2-hour DVD of nothing but facials. What? That movie there. Yeah, that's what I said. That's
I haven't
what I
seen
said.
That.
Wow.
When I saw it in the store, I was like, oh, snap, I want to get this. But see, what happened was,
not
like,
that.
This couple.
What the hell is this?
What? No, this
I'm
couple,
sorry.
Like, they. What? This couple, like, they was looking at the rack. Like, they was looking at the rack, like, on the side of me. So it was kind of like I was on one side and they was on the other. And we kind of flipped it through it, and then we both saw the movie at the same time. But I wasn't about to let them get this movie. So, no, like, I wanted it, and I got it, and I paid for it. And I was like, give me this. I want this right now. Right now, it's mine. You know, unfortunately, the case got broke in our move, so it's, like, all scratched up. I wanted to cry. That was the first thing I wanted to unpack. Like, all the boxes are sitting around, but I was like, no, where's my porn? Where's my porn? And then, like, I was flipping through them, and I was so sad that that box was cracked. I was like, oh, man, no. No. And it was all scratched up. It does not play. I am so sad. That was the best movie ever. It was like, it's like all different types of facials. It's like all different types of women, but it's only facials, though. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, though, we do have some callers on hold. So let's see if we can get them in on this conversation. Just 1 second. Area code 609.
Yeah, what's up? This is Kingverse.
Hi, sir. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, chilling. What's going on, sir?
Hey, man.
I'm good. Just chilling.
Yo, so what's good for tonight, man? You got any thoughts on the topic we talking about? Is so while we dealing with porn in the household, your views on it, if you watch it or not?
Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
You know,
I got my own. Where is the popcorn when you need it? This is about to be good.
I got my own little ideas about porn and watching porn and all that good stuff. See, I've moved from the professional porn, and I would rather watch the homemade porn. You know, because it's more so become the same things over and over again.
Yeah,
it's more or less sex is the same no matter where you go to, but you see the same, porn stars, you see the same scenes over and over again. So, what's different about it? You might watch Beauty Dior in a scene where she's getting fucked outside, but Yana Angel had the same scene, same kind of things. You know, it's really no difference in what they're doing. You know, I'd much rather watch. You know, something that would be, you know, something that was more realistic. You know,
it's not as staged as, you know, with the ones that, you know, with the amateurs, you know, they grabbing up a couple of neighborhood, you know, girls and stuff. But it does have a more of an authentic kind of feel.
Right.
To it. Yeah.
Right. That's what I like about watching homemade porns, because of the simple fact it's more live and direct. It's almost as if you were there, which to me, it's, you know, I'm a voyeur, so to speak, so pretty much that's what I like.
Yeah.
You know, so pretty much that's what I would go after instead of it being the professional porns. Like, I used to have a subscription to, like, I used to pay for, like, this adult movie website. You know, because I didn't really buy movies. I just went online, and I used to pay for it, you know, for like a month or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's all well, fine, and good. But, you know, I'd much rather either make my own or, you know, go on sites like Rude.com and view stuff like that, or, you know, XNXX.com, or, you know, She'sFreaky.net. It's various different websites that I visit. You know, they have these different types of porns on there. You know, so pretty much I'm more so like, okay, yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, you know, Brazilian bubble butt orgy, you know, that's always a good one.
Classic.
You know, that's always a good one. But at the end of the day, you know, the likelihood of you getting Brazilian bubble butt orgy without having to pay for it is slim to none.
True.
You know,
true that.
I'm a realistic person, you know. And if I'm going to sit up there and I'm going to watch a porn, or I'm going to pay for a porn, then guess what? I want it to be interesting to me. Because how often do you really get to see, you know, the bloopers or the slowdowns or, you know, just that moment where you just see, you know, where the moment got so intense, it was just like, damn, let me play that back just to see how that was. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I am. And I'm with you on that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What was the last site you said? She's what?
Freaky. She's freaky.net.
Yeah, that's a new one. I'm going to have to...
Yeah.
I'm definitely rude.com. Yeah, that's a new one right there.
I already know about Rude. I got a video on Rude somewhere. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to need your thing. So need the link to yours.
Okay. I can't remember. I got to figure it out. So just give me a minute here.
Yeah, go ahead. Take your time. I got all night.
Yeah.
Y'all are doing the most.
But like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm with you, dude. Like, pretty much, I'm more so like, I'd rather see black on black than I would rather see anything else. You know, so it's just like black on black is more interesting. Like, I've watched the white women, I've watched the Asian women and black guys and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've watched different types of porn, but none of them interest me in the way that black on black porn does.
I agree. I don't know. It's something about the however it is that they do, or I don't know, but it's oh wow, he's really oh boy. Sorry. I got sidetracked. But
are we allowed to watch porn while we're on this on the radio show? Somebody's dipping and dabbing or something.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a attention problem. Like sometimes, like I hear things and then people tell me, and then I just go off to the left. But like I was saying, yeah, I agree. Like I don't know what it is, something about how they're doing it or the way that they're doing it. But I can't. I'm sorry, I just can't do anything other than black porn.
Mm-hmm.
I like my big booty holes.
I like mine, big booty, big breasts. I like her made like me. That's how I feel. So,
yeah.
Like to me, like big booties are great to look at, but as far as fucking wise, they're okay. You know, as long as you got
big booty, if you bend over, right? Like.
See,
I'm about to say,
it depends, though.
It depends on the person and who
some
you
are. Some of
them
big booties are so soft, and when it's smacking up, I like a nice, big, supple, you know, booty.
Yeah.
I like my big booty.
Don't get me wrong.
I can appreciate all kinds, though. Like, I'll do the petite. Right. Like, trust me, I don't, BBWs, like I'll go through them, you know. Give me some big titties and big, you know, like I can
exactly.
work with you.
See,
you know, like
that's
I definitely appreciate that.
That's exactly
the
where it's at.
Yeah.
See,
don't
never mind
wrong.
All that big ass mess. It's the titties
don't.
Is where it's at. Exactly. I approve that message. That is Taylor approved.
Don't get me wrong. I love women for who they are. I love women for who they are, but everybody has a preference.
Oh, you got a preference.
Yeah, everybody has a preference. That's just my preference. I'd much rather her be well proportioned to who she is, you know, because it's just like, oh, okay. Well, she's like, she's like kind of on the slim side, but she got like this small ass waist and big ass, and it's just like, it's cool, but then, you know, it's for the view of it, it's kind of weird. You get what I'm saying? Like, I have this picture, like, one of the girls that's on my Facebook, like, she's really small, but she's more on the thin, on the like, slim, thick side, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just, like, her ass is, like, completely, like, out there, and I'm like, it's nice to look at, but can I see myself fucking it? Nah, because I'm still thinking about it. In the aspect of your ass to, you know, ass to your body proportion is weird to me. I mean, I'm weird like that. You know, I'm a bit OCD.
I'll just look past.
That's why titties rule. That's just how I feel. That is Taylor.
He said that's why what?
That's why big titties. That's why big titties.
Hey,
That is Taylor.
I mean, my show up and show out every so often is somebody who's on the phone line seems to point them out every time they show up. But, hey,
It's not my fault. See, first of all, it is not my fault that every time I catch you with a selfie, you always got your boobies in the selfie and they always hanging out like, hey, Taylor, I can't, that's you, that's not me. I don't tell you how to take the picture. You just always have it out. And they always like, hey, Taylor, hey, Taylor. So I got to say something.
It's a hot mess.
They be
whatever.
Out. They be talking to me. That's not my fault.
Whatever. So,
hey, Taylor, I just want to say they be talking to me, too. So,
see?
You know.
See?
What?
I ain't the only one. See?
Whatever.
See?
So whatever.
And now, since
and they haven't talked to me yet, so I kind of feel left out.
Now, your girlfriends, now your boobies are now cheaters because I was the only one that was seeing them, but now they're saying hey to everybody. Just hey to everybody. Your boobies is cheaters.
So I'm officially back on the cheater list.
Yes, you are back on the cheater list.
I think most women's boobies are on the cheaters list depending on what they wear.
I can wear a turtleneck. And you can still tell that I have big breasts. I mean, it doesn't matter. I have big breasts. They're bigger than normal people. So if I wear
what is your cup size?
I am a sister of the Triple D family. So, I have them. So what? And sometimes they like to come out and play, and we have a good time. So what?
I just want to know, like, I'm an areola guy. Titties are nice, but I'm an areola guy.
Jada Fire has some of the most famous
areolas out there.
Yes, I know.
I like them.
So
like,
wait,
yeah.
So do you like big areolas, like little areolas, like ones you can't see, or it's just like, that's a motherfucking areola. Like, that shit's right there. Like, do you like the prominent ones? Do you like big ones? Do you like small ones?
Like, really bumpy?
Like, pretty much it all depends on that woman. It all depends on that woman and how it goes with her. You understand? Because it's more so like, okay, yeah, a chick can have a nice rack. She could be like a double D, but have like a, like, not the biggest areola, and her areolas could be very nice. Just like you could have a B cup and have a really large areola, and it still be nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it really depends on that.
Yeah, I like them all tight.
That didn't answer my question, but okay.
I like them all, baby.
I don't know.
There
it's like
go.
I just
about
okay.
to
play, you
I
know,
like,
saying, like maybe
go.
About the nipple sometimes, but with the areola. I like when it at least it distinguishes itself from the rest of the, you know, the breast. I like when
Let
I can,
see.
You know, like, okay, like.
I think,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Really, the breast was not the next topic. Really?
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It
wasn't. Well, I just don't have to go there because we got on Taylor's boobs and, you know,
no.
I just want to know Taylor's. First of all,
we weren't talking about Taylor's boobs, but since we want to talk about Taylor's boobs, Taylor is a 38D, and she has big areolas, and she has nice nipples.
Well, I just want to see. It's okay to know.
I want to know.
Well, you know what? I will send out pics. How about that one?
I am not taking that.
You know what, Taylor? You have my BBM. You know,
I second that.
Y'all are a hot mess. I am not involved in that whole situation at all.
Jamie, you were.
And so.
No, it's the nightcap. That's the perfect nightcap. Like,
this is what we do. This is what we do. We bring
areola
in
nice nipples.
You know, we bring
exactly.
in different elements. You wanted something different? Guess what? You got it.
We got something different, but that's not the next topic. Because this next topic is I want to understand the guy's thoughts on how y'all gonna put somebody on detention. and not give nobody no dick. Like, where the hell they do that at?
Oh, man, really? You can get cut for that. Like, you can get cut for that.
Okay. So, okay, so this is where the topic comes from. I was listening to the radio the other morning, and the guys were putting women on tension. What the hell is that shit? Because, first of all, if you put me on punishment and say you're not giving me any, we're going to have a problem. And that gives me grounds to cheat over you.
Ooh.
Oh, she just went off. She wasn't even specific time-wise or nothing. Like, dang, he only said a day. You ready to go out and get some new stuff.
No, like, okay, so one time.
Sheesh.
One time
at band camp?
I'm not giving you, listen, he's like, I'm not giving you anything for a month. And I'm like, first of all, it's already been 2 freaking weeks. So are we talking 2 weeks more that I can't have any? Or are we talking a whole month from this day? He was like, we're talking a whole month from this day. I said, nigga, you've lost your mind. If you think that I'm not going to have sex for a month, are you serious? And see, I am so team masturbate. So I'm like, you're hurting yourself because I'm not going to not have sex with myself. Mm-hmm. But if I do that every day, twice a day. So what are you talking about?
I think that's what the doctor ordered.
And then,
I thought I was the only one. Oh, okay. Twice a day. You know, like the apple keeps the doctor away, peanuts away, keeps the doctor away.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
I don't specifically know his reasoning behind it, but like there's some people I know and they're pretty cool with me, and so like he won't necessarily be like, oh, it's dick detention, but he'll withhold from her, you know, because she did something, you know, which is understandable, you know, because he knows that one of her biggest things is that she likes to have sex. So he uses that against her. But does he always hold out for the, you know, the time in which he said? Not always. But it all depends on what she did. Now, does that stop him from doing, you know, extra things like using a toy on her or just maybe fingering her or something along those lines? Probably not. But no dick.
No.
Yeah,
I'm
and I was
going to
say,
fool.
Yeah.
This fool
it's definitely about a,
I'm
a
sorry.
Whole,
I'm
kind
sorry.
Of a power thing. Yeah.
I'm sorry. In
yeah,
my
it's
house,
a power. It's a power move.
Yeah,
my
yeah,
house,
definitely a power
stuff
move.
Stuff like that gets you cut in my house. I'm sorry. Stuff like that will get you cut in my house. I don't play them games. When I want some, I want some. I'm not trying to hear that, I'm mad at you. I don't give a damn how mad you mad at me. I don't care. I don't care nothing
no,
like that.
No, see, it depends on
no.
the person in which you're dealing with, too.
No.
Because if I'm mad at you,
uh-huh.
you will not get nothing. Not
uh-huh.
a single thing until I tell
well,
you.
Well, if you,
now,
you,
I'm
mad,
you go on
if
ahead
you
take
mad
that
at me and you tell
me
no, you go get cut. That's how that's going to go.
There will be
cut.
Some cutting people in there because
all
if right. I tell you no, if you want to try and cut me, you best believe I'm a fighter.
Yeah.
Oh,
see, the
Lord.
Thing I do is like, what I do is like hold out, and then when I finally give in, really, really put it on her, just kind of like remind her about like, you know, keep fucking up. This was going to be missing. and then go, I know it's not, but you know, you have to. Like, we have to exert some kind of power in the bedroom or whatnot, because most of it lies with the women. Just like the porn industry, you know, the women have the power in there. So because of it, because of your cookies and all that, like, they do. So we have to exert some type of power in the bedroom.
See, here's the thing, though. I'm an adult. I'm a grown-ass woman. I don't care if we have an argument.
Right.
I don't, like, all right, so you wanted You wanted to go left. I wanted to go right. We had a big-ass argument, and you feel some type of way. I feel some type of way. But if Miss Mello is feeling some type of way, you best believe, okay, you mad at me, whatever the case may be, but I'm going to get me some one way or the other. Now, whether or not you know, hey, if you want to be cut and then give me some, that's fine. If you just want to give me some before I cut you, either way, I'm getting some. That's just how it's going. I'm not going to cut you to the point where you need to go to the hospital, but you best believe if you tell me no, and you dead ass serious, like you just not going to do it, and you're not telling me no because you want me to be all aggressive and stuff like that. No, you're getting cut in my house. I don't play that. Like, if I want some, I want some. Just like
so
if
don't
the roles were reversed, like if the roles were reversed, if you wanted some and I'm just like, ooh, I got a headache, what's going to happen? You're going to wait 15 minutes later and you're going to say, I still want some, and I'm going to tell you, well, I still got a headache. And the next thing I know, I got a dick on my ass. Either way, it's still going to happen.
It won't be none of that. It won't be none of that. I'm going to give you two pain pills. I'm going to give you two pain pills until you get ready.
Wow. I mean, I've never used the whole I have a headache thing. Like, there's been times where I've been tired. But I was like, okay, I'm tired. But since you want to have sex, you know, I can get a second wind. I can do that. That's not a problem. But if you want to get this house, and you mad as all get out, and whatever I did or you felt like I tortured you in some type of way, because
you still gonna give me some.
And you gonna give me some. And how dare you try to withhold? What? Man, I will do it in your face and you'd be mad as hell because...
Ooh,
whatever.
That's
you're
sexy.
Not gonna do it.
See, that's what y'all need to do.
It depends
like
on
that.
It
like
depends
that would
on
really turn world. Guys on. I'm telling you.
Because me, just like to watch shit like that.
I know. Like that's what I'm saying. Like that would girls. Like that would really turn guys. Like just be like, you know what? Start playing with yourself and doing that and splish and splashing and all that. Like that's gonna. And then see how much he's going to be holding out. He's going to be like.
Don't you touch me because you're standing in front of me.
Wait a minute, Amaj. Come back. You're going too far. What you mean,
girl,
don't touch me? No.
That whole situation pissed me off so bad. I could have spit on him. You know I don't spit. And if I tell you. I'm going to spit on you. I'm mad. He pissed me off so bad with that bullshit. I said, are you serious?
Oh, yeah,
like,
she mad. If she says she going to spit, she mad. That's that country
mad.
Said,
we need to
like,
come up with
so
a negotiation.
I'm so mad I can spit. That's that country mess. Yeah, she mad. Ain't no, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah.
You spit on me, we're going to have World War III in that
matter.
Don't care what goes
like,
on. It'll be Miss
Mr.
Mrs. Smith around this bitch.
Yeah, you didn't change the rules.
You went totally left field on that. No, but it could be in a sexual way because we watch porn all the time and then we see that in the porn. We like, ooh, like she was spitting
on
the
porn. No. It depends on the porn.
No,
gathering shit.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't like that. But you know what I did see, though, that I was like, oh, shit, I want that. I was watching this lesbian porn, right? And this girl, like, she was like, playing with the girl's pussy or whatever, and she spit on it. I was like, oh, shit. Like, it wasn't like she hocked the loogie, but she spit on it. I was like, oh, I think I like that.
Normal.
I think I want that.
That's normal for me, though.
It was just the way she did it, though. I was like, oh, I think I want that. And I was like, hey, look, I think you should try this, like, right now. I think you should do it. And that's my new shit now. Yeah. I'll tell you in a minute.
It all depends on who you are and where you're from. Because so every region where you go is different. Like, I fuck women from Jersey. I fuck women from New York. I fuck women from down south.
All
at
the same time?
From Cali.
All at the same time?
No, different women in different time frames. You know, like, I live in Trenton. I live in Trenton, New Jersey. And, like, I get a mix of women that may come from Philly. They come from Newark. They come from New York. you know, just various places. And each one of them bring a different flavor to the sexual, to the sexual aspect. Just like women from California, they fuck like machines. Like literally, like, yo, you could fuck, like I used to fuck my ex-girlfriend, and like literally I could fuck her three times. I remember three times within like 3 hours, and she'd still be ready to go.
I'm sorry. And is there video? Is there video footage of this somewhere? Is it laying around?
No, I haven't. I got rid of all my videos. I got rid of all my videos.
That's it. Hang up on him. You didn't got rid of the videos. Hang up. I'm done. This conversation's over. This conversation's over.
I got rid of my videos because I was doing
the dressing. You know, I want tonight. No.
It was behind some other stuff. It was behind some other stuff because I didn't want. I'm trying to get a security clearance and all that stuff. I didn't want anybody messing with my hard drive. And the government has ways of doing shit in which I didn't want them finding out about certain shit, so I just got rid of them.
Okay. You understand? I forgot because you do. Yeah, you do real work. I forgot. You're right.
Those people don't do real work. Crazy girl.
No, like, he's, like, he does, like, police stuff. Like, he does, like, real, you know, security and all that good stuff. He can't be having that stuff laying around. I got you. Don't even worry about it. It's okay. I'll talk to you again. But for 5 seconds, I was mad. 5 seconds.
I know. Listen. Don't get me wrong because I would be the same way. I would be like, what? You got rid of your videos? Check fire to her ass one time. Bye. You know, it would be something like that, but I would also understand because some people really don't like to keep their videos. They just like to make it, watch it one time, and get rid of it. Me, I like to have a collection. I'm trying to find somebody that wants to have a collection with me, you know, but nobody stays consistently enough, you know, to want to do it.
Well, we talked about making videos a few weeks ago. Like, we decided to take a challenge, and so, okay, so
you made a video. Wait a minute, you made a video, is that what you're saying?
I did make it, like, I was ambushed with it, like, are you serious, like, why would you do that shit, like, really?
Do you need somebody to edit the video, or do you need somebody to edit the video? How you want to chime in on my thing? Like, you see, you're a hater. How you want to block me?
I can see you this way, right?
Watch too, so you know.
I'm still waiting on that, by the way.
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen. Like within the immediate soon. That's not gonna happen. Because we're not in the same place. But,
Where are you?
I'm in North Carolina.
I'm going to North Carolina in the summer.
I won't be here in the summer. I'll be other places during the summertime. That's my travel time. Sorry.
Hey, wherever you think you want to be, I can be there too. I like to travel. I've been down the East Coast. The one place I haven't been to yet, really, and definitely, is the Midwest. So that's next on my list.
I mean, I was just in the Midwest. I was out in the Midwest. It was cold as shit.
You went to the Midwest at the wrong damn time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Chicago.
So you went on the wrong
damn
time.
In the summer is good, but don't go there in February.
February,
don't go there in December,
in
November,
Michigan.
October, September.
I didn't say October,
November, December.
About half the year. Just half the year, stay away from
Chicago.
Yeah,
you're not even allowed to go from, like, September to like, March. If you're not from there, you're not allowed to go from, like, September to March.
So my dumb butt decides, I'm going to go visit, you know, hang out with my people for 5 days in freaking Michigan, and it's snow on top of freaking snow, and it snows every freaking day. So, believe me, I'm so over this freaking snow stuff that obviously I brought it back to North Carolina with me because I'm actually snowed in now at this point in my house. So, yeah.
Wow.
So,
damn bad. Fucks no.
So how was your trip to Michigan? What exactly happened? Did anything interesting happen or anything you
Tell it.
I hate you. You make me sick.
No, I'm not spilling any beans.
I will say that I did talk to someone and I was cracked up. It was like one of those moments, like every fucking thing hurt, like from the ends of my hair to the bottom of my feet. And everything hurt. Like, my throat hurt, my ass hurt, my fingers hurt, my shit hurt. Like, it hurt. I was like, what are you trying to do to me? Are you upset?
Somebody got their butt done good in Michigan. That's all I'm afraid.
Oh.
They got
a fucking beating. That wasn't even a fucking. That was like a good old-fashioned ass whooping. That's what that was.
I felt like they was mad. Like, what you mad at me for? Like, did I do it? Like, but hey, it's love.
That was a good old fashioned, like, yo, this pussy, I'm mad at the pussy. I don't know why I'm mad at the pussy, but I'm mad at the pussy. So I'm just going to take it out on everything else.
Like, on everything. I swear, like, y'all, I promise, I feel like tomorrow morning I really need to go to the massage therapist and be like, you need to work out every little kink on my body because they tell you.
Oh, that's why. Okay, now your Facebook post makes so much sense now because I'm like, why is she hiring a massage therapist? And I'm like, I don't know what type of
business
she's into now. I'm not even going to respond to this because it's levels to this shit. I don't know what's going on.
Definitely levels to that shit because then for me to have to sit on a plane for 6 hours and go through different airports, I was fucked up. Like, I was so not wanting to drive back to where I'm from.
It's nothing worse than when you can't sit down. That's the hard part.
Let me
tell
you,
all
I wanted to do was
because
lay down the next day.
All I got to say is tell him that he is not right and that was rude. He could have been a little gentler. That's all I'm saying. Because it's hard not to sit down.
I'm okay.
Well, don't tell him I said that because he might get you in trouble and then, you're going to be blaming
me. Your ass gets me in freaking trouble. How am I paying for shit you say?
I don't recall said events. I don't understand what you're talking about. That is not Taylor approved. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, so you got amnesia.
What? It's the wine. I don't even understand. I didn't even say anything. I don't know what you're talking about. Was
you
this something I said last
I'm
week?
Not... Say
was
what?
This something I said last week?
Girl,
I didn't say
your
that
mouth.
Last week.
Obviously gets my ass in trouble that it's on a check that I got cash.
I don't recall anything that I said that would get you in trouble last week.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. Well, you may not have said it last week, but you said it before, and people tend to remember what the fuck you say.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. The way that my mind is set up, if it's not the week that it happened, I can't help you. I just remember a week's worth of stuff. Okay. Anything after that, I can't.
Make me sick. And this is why we break up. And this is why I cheat on you. Because you show the hell out.
See, now finally the truth comes out. See, she a cheater. See, she said that. She said that. It's in the archives. She said that.
That just sounds like you're just a cheater in general, just for every little thing.
See, exactly. You see that? It's in the archive. She is cheating.
So my
brother is
cheating. If he was holding the dick, I'm cheating. You know, I'm not a cheater. But
if you didn't iron my clothes correctly, I'm a cheat. Like, what? Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Exactly. See? You see that?
I'm not a cheater.
Oh, you left a piece of hair in the sink. You're definitely cheating now. Like, what? Wait a minute. What the hell?
I'm not a cheater. I don't cheat. I don't do that type of stuff.
What? You just contradiction.
See, I see. You see what I'm saying? And I'm the drunk one, but I caught that. So see.
Just I mean, listen.
It does seem like you quick to pull the trigger to be like, he didn't do that. I'm cheating.
You seem like you don't have
you
a lot.
You know what? I don't say quickly in my head. Sometimes I don't say it out loud, but sometimes I do say in my head, fuck that shit. I was like, quick. Like, you know what? That's me getting over it, like, real quick. Just like, fuck that shit. I don't even care. So, yeah. But since Taylor doesn't remember this whole situation of getting my ass in trouble, because I do believe I was in another city and state with this particular person, and, yeah, got in trouble all over again. So, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't, what's that, but here's the, what did I say, though? What did I say or what did I do that got you in trouble? What was it?
Said that you didn't think that they were ready and that you kind of pulled their card. And there's proof of it on a particular app on the phone. So... Therefore, my ass had to write a check to cash because of your mouth.
Now I remember what you talked about. Okay. Well, see, here's the thing. The way that my humor is set up, sometimes people don't always get it. So, my bad about that. My bad.
It's their fault because they didn't get it.
Exactly. Yeah, you see, you feel me. See? It wasn't,
I didn't do it on purpose.
What happened? Oh, see, I had made a comment about her and a certain person, you know, like he wasn't ready, like he ain't going to tear it up, and he ain't going to do
this.
Good
enough.
Oh,
he was pimping it. And somebody caught wind of her pimping with somebody else. And
no. It wasn't like that. See, I didn't know that, one, he had saw that, and two, he was going to, you know, feel some type of way about it. I was only playing. Man, don't do it like that. Don't be like that. I was just joking. It was all for shits and giggles.
Because, see, the fact of the matter is this. When you said he wasn't ready, I already knew what the damn deal was. I already knew. I knew the deal years ago when we started this adventure together. I knew that years ago. So for you to say, oh, he's not going to do it, I was like, oh, man, now I'm going to have to be treated as if I am a rag doll and tossed all over the world. But that is okay because I like that shit. But,
see, there you go. So then, therefore, your ass
is like it,
shut
the fuck up.
I could have been warned. Like, all I needed was a warning. Like, you know how you can let off a warning shot? Just give me a warning and I'm good. I wasn't warned and nothing.
Oh, my God, no.
You didn't need to be warned. You said it, so you knew what was coming.
I knew it was coming eventually, but I wasn't ready at that moment.
That was your fault for not being ready.
Exactly.
You should have got ready. You should have got ready the moment that he started to go ham. You should have been ready.
See?
You should have adjusted your mind and said, oh, shit. I came here at the wrong damn time. So let me get my shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my shit together. Because I know if I say some shit like, oh, you ain't ready for this, that, and the third, so on and so forth, and I forget, and then she come out she come out 100 miles an hour running, guess what? I'm going to adjust fire and run 200 miles on that ass. Plain and simple.
See? Oh, that's your fault. See? Boom. See? I had nothing to do with that. All I did was help create the moment. See, therefore, both of you need to thank me if you think about it, because I was the one that put that out there in the universe. You guys had fun. You had a good time. He broke your ass. See, I bring nothing but gifts.
I concur.
See?
You said you didn't think you deserve a gift.
I bring I give nothing but gifts and hugs. See? There you go.
Okay, honey bun. So I need for you to get you a passport, and I'll give you a gift. Get you a passport, and I will gift you something.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And what
get
might that be, though? I need
something.
I said give her a pass, get a passport, and I will gift you something.
Oh, okay.
And Corey is such a mess. She's hanging out with us in the chat room. Hi, Corey, love. And she says, who talking about whooping asses? You know that's my forte. If, honey, Dale.
We weren't even talking about spanking asses, but since we are talking about spanking asses now, so did you get your ass spanked or no?
Ah, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, wait. I like my ass smacked.
I think that that's a required. I think that, like, that's a requirement, though. I think that you're supposed to do that when you have sex. I don't know. I don't know anybody.
Like, wait, now. Wait, hold on. Hold on, man. I got a question for you. Are you talking about spanking during sex or spanking, like, oh, okay, foreplay spanking?
Both.
No, we're talking about spanking. Well, I'm talking about spanking during sex.
Yeah.
Okay. I like to be bent over in my ass. But you know what? And I just received a message through my text messages as well. Oh, God, y'all going to get me in so much trouble.
Whatever you do, whoever it is that just sent her a text message, make sure that you tap that ass real good. Real good. I'm talking about, like, she not able to shit right for a week. Like, good. Get that sound on that ass.
we went back door. I called me off guard. We went back door. Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Get that sound on her.
And then make a bowl leg.
They talk about anal. And they was like, they hadn't done it in a long time. They didn't really like it. So I was like, okay, because, you know, well, to kind of put it out there, I like it. I enjoy it. It's whatever. They don't like that type of stuff, so they're not going to do that. Sorry.
So is that an excuse? Of like, well, fuck it, I'm cheating.
Good one. No. Whatever. I'm not going to cheat because he doesn't like to do anal. No.
But as long as you're getting the dick, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
What about oral? As long as you're getting the dick, so just dick, or like, is it dick plus oral?
And then I need the whole shebang.
Wait a minute.
Like, I need everything. Like, you need to give it. And
everything. All the bells and whistles, like, all of that.
Yeah. Like,
okay, so you like your ass licked as well.
Oh,
I mean,
are we asking,
yes.
Oh, we asking questions. Oh, we just, oh, okay. We just,
I mean, I do. I enjoy it. The fact
I
that
do
I the first time somebody did it, it kind of was like, uh-oh. Wait a minute, what are you doing? But then I kind of enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. At first it was like pineapples. You went too far. Wait a minute. But then he kept doing it, and then I was like, oh, it's okay. You can go ahead, Bo. Finish doing what you're doing.
Yeah, whatever makes you happy, partner. And another text message came through says that they do love porn, so because they're listening to the show. They're just not able to talk. So, but they say that they love porn as well from our earlier topic. But, yeah, I mean, what's so wrong to, you know, have your ass played? But, I mean, it's not that bad. It don't hurt.
Well, for women, I'm gonna say me personally that's not my forte. Nope.
If you mess around and touch a man's ass, you better duck, boo, duck. I'm telling you, it will go down. You will get your head knocked off. I'm telling you, some guys they don't play that at all in the least bit. I almost lost my life because of a lint ball. I kid you not. We was out in public and he got up. And I was walking behind him, and I was like, oh, shit, you got a lint ball. You know, let me just brush it off, and then we can keep it moving. Apparently, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to say, hey, stop. You got to, like, you're supposed to talk them through it. Like, you just don't get the lint ball and then just keep on going. No, I almost got my head knocked off in a Outback for touching his butt in the Outback.
He was like, so he's not even wanting his ass, man. Like, I'm good for a pan of men on his butt. Like, that's me. You know, that's just me. I do that. I was in the Outback. I was in the Outback, but we had witnesses, and I almost lost my life behind this lint ball in the Outback. It was witnesses.
Yes, I tried to get the lint ball and I couldn't get it, but I was like, I got it, and like he turned around with his fist, and I was just like,
yeah.
Good thing that I wasn't drunk and I, you know, had coordination. Almost lost my life behind the lint ball. I'm like, next time, yeah. I don't care if you got a lengthy ass, just figure it out yourself. Like, I'm not touching it. Yeah, they don't play that at all. Yeah, I almost lost my life in the Outback. It was witnessing and everything.
I think that was a little extreme or whatever. So, I think it's about, you know, long, stay away from booty hole. Don't be down there trying to lick and everything. But, I mean, if you wipe something off my ass, I'm not that insecure or something that I'm going to go off on the woman.
Mm-mm. But then I found out a few weeks later that he was like really off in the head. So then I was like, okay, that explains it. So then I didn't bother with him no more. But yeah, I almost lost my life in the Outback behind the lint ball.
Let me ask this.
This is crazy because I know sometimes like in the missionary position, I like to grab a man's ass. Does that bother you? Bother guys? Like, you know, I like to.
As long as you're not trying to control the flow of things, because if I got a good stroke going and really into it, and you just, like, grab my ass and you try to, like, push me deeper. Listen, I'm doing the right thing right now. Leave me the fuck alone. Let me just do what I'm doing.
Oh. You might not be doing the right thing if she's doing all that.
No, because sometimes if she's grabbing the ass, you just grab it just because. Because they like
not
it.
Just because. Like, I want you to go deeper because there's this spot that I need you to reach, and I need to reach it now.
Well, then you can tell me instead of grabbing my ass. How about that?
I'm trying to grab your ass.
Yes,
because
I don't mind.
At the end of the day,
I kind of like it. But if they want it, like they want me to go deeper or whatnot, I usually try to oblige and be like, you know, you gotta do that. So it's just I don't have a big issue. Don't, you know, but don't play around. You know, grab it. I'm down with that.
So this might be the liquor, but wouldn't it be if you were a missionary? Wouldn't you just wrap your legs a little tighter around him as opposed to grabbing his butt?
I do both. I do all the above.
I don't know
because I'm trying to picture the visual because you.
I forgot
you are part of the itty bitty committee. Yeah, you like five.
Like,
foot
I am
nothing.
A little
yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. Whoa,
hold on. Yeah, what? But you're triple, double, joey.
I'm 5'1", so I'm little, and I tend to date men who are a lot taller than me. So.
She's a part of the lollipop.
I don't want to date you. I just want to fuck you. That's all.
She's part of the lollipop girl. Oh, well, then damn.
What? I am not a midget. get that right. Don't let the
I don't care if you're short women. I like short women. The shortest woman I dated, she was like 4'9". I got a thing for short girls. They're fun. They're fun to have sex with. They're really fun. You can like literally fold them up and pound them out.
Wait a minute now. I feel some type of way. My 5'7" ass. So what you trying to say? I'm 5'7".
That's not short. That's not. That's like. No.
There's nothing wrong with you being 5'7".
You can still. You can still.
I just got a preference. I got a
preference. You can still pound them out.
I like short girls.
I
like tall girls. I like them all.
You can fold them. You can fold them up. It just takes a little bit longer.
Short or really tall.
Wrap the legs up.
Oh, okay. I like how you cleaned that up, though. But okay. I thought you were trying to discriminate, but it's okay.
No, I don't discriminate. Listen, I fuck them all.
So we're going to get our friend Corey off hold. So there's 1 second. Corey, hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you, gentlemen?
Hi, honey.
Your voice is
sexy. How are you?
Hi,
I'm
my allergies are bothering me a little bit, but I'm okay.
I miss you.
How are you?
I miss you, too. That's why I'm all raspy. My allergies are killing me.
Aww.
Yeah,
aww,
gentlemen,
okay.
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a good night. Enjoyed the talk, and I want to go and do a little reggae dancing afterwards.
Oh.
Are you from the island?
Am I from the island?
Mm-hmm.
No. The island of Little Rock, Arkansas. That's about it.
Well, I mean,
I like, oh, yeah, yeah. I can dirty wine.
Oh, see,
I can, you know,
faster.
I can, yeah. I definitely, It's somewhere in my roots. It come out. So.
Excuse me, sir. I'm gonna need footage of this winding in my inbox. That could be your birthday present to me. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm gonna need that in my inbox. No later than Monday. Thank you.
You're gonna need what in your inbox?
Video footage of him winding and such.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll work on that. I would try to see that. I'll work on that. See if we can get
no
cameras
later,
up in that.
Yeah, no later than Monday though.
Monday,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I will call you out, though. If I don't have it by Monday, I will call you out. Corey, you always sound so hot on the phone. You really do. You know what you could always do?
I really thought her voice was really sexy.
If nothing else, you know what you could do?
What could I do?
A phone sex operator.
You are not the first person to tell me that.
I would pay you $4.99 and listen to you a minute.
Ooh.
I would.
Girl,
we can start a new business,
Corey.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, I'm kinky now. You might not like what I have to say.
I'm kinky too, girl. I might like what you got to say.
You just might.
Did you know that she took her adventure? Did you know this? Because she told me like a couple of weeks ago that she went on her field trip.
Oh, yes. Did you? Oh, I don't think you heard on the show. Yes, I went to my club.
You went where now?
I went to my club. I went to the fetish club.
How did it go?
Asbury Park. It was fun. I had a really good time. I didn't partake in any scenes because I was still kind of nervous, but it was very interesting. I saw something called the forced orgasm. What?
Oh, my God. They are my
favorite.
Take the wheel.
I was in there like, well,
y'all was talking about punishment earlier. You try masturbating without permission. See how far it gets.
See, I don't mind that. Like, if I come in, I'll just be like, I mean, can I watch? I mean, you need some help. You need some hand. You know, you got some nipples that might need some attention. Like, I might feel some way if she like, don't touch me. I'd be like, oh, but I'm a watch at least. You ain't gonna stop me from watching.
You'll have to understand, sweetheart, where I live. you don't touch property that don't belong to you, not without permission.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
No. Y'all help him. He not getting it.
Oh, okay, okay, boo-boo. See, we, well, okay, Corey, and Corey is in the lifestyle of BDSM. I am venturing into the life of BDSM. So what she's talking about is that you don't, you're not allowed to touch, you don't kiss, you don't do anything with anybody without their master's permission.
Ooh, that's what I'm trying to get into really heavy.
And that does I couldn't help myself. And he was like, oh, you want to come, little slut? Okay, come, come.
Oh, she said little slut. Oh, boy.
That's what he said?
Oh, boy.
Okay, I just know I came to. That's it. That's all I know. I came to. I woke up.
All jokes aside, Corey, and Maj, we're going to have to get this business going. I'm thinking like $8.99 a minute. We can work this out. I think that could benefit us.
And we'll have to work out a benefit plan or something so she can make sure she has insurance.
$8.99 a minute sounds good.
As long as you, Corey, confirm with your master first that it's okay.
I'm pretty sure he'd be okay with it.
Okay. Because I wouldn't want him to, you know, discover this, and the next thing you know, he's, like, punishing you for things of this such.
And then also,
the punishment.
Also, if he does punish you, I'm going to need video footage, so I'm going to need that in my inbox by Monday. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, trust me, you're not going to want to see the punishment, but... if I've been a good girl, you'll want to do that.
Okay. Well,
so
it's like
orgasm. Did they use the Hitachi or?
It was, I don't even know what kind of, I don't even know what it was. Basically what it was that she had the nipple clamps and he had, I didn't get a chance to see what it was when he put it in because I was drinking already. But when I turned around, she was already, like, in a frenzy. But whatever it was, she kept turning it up and down.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's horrible. Remember I told you about the fundraiser we went to that night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought about when I saw it. I was like, oh, this is what Corey was talking about. This went on for 20 minutes before he let her come. Like, she was a hot mess. I have never seen a Caucasian person turn so many different shades at one time in my life. Like, you know that you're not supposed to interrupt the scenes, but, like, after, like, 10 minutes, I felt bad for her. I was like, oh, my God, this poor thing. Like, imagine being so close to coming and then you can't. And then you're so close, and then you can't. For 20, this went on for like 20, 25 minutes.
Corey.
She's lucky. It was a 3-4 hour fundraiser that I'm walking around with a bullet.
Corey, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was the device that he used, was it kind of big? Like, you know what the Hitachi wands were?
He is a very big fan of the Hitachi wand when he's forcing orgasms, but... this particular fundraiser, he just handed me a wireless bullet. He was like, go insert it, meet me in the lobby. So I'm shaking hands with his colleagues, and he's turning the bullet.
I have to give you credit because I think that everybody at that fundraiser would have known that I was coming.
You value the skin on your ass.
Never mind. Yeah, that's right. I retract my statement. Never mind. We're gonna move on from that. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Well, guys and gals, we've had fun tonight, right?
We did.
Yes.
So it's now time to say goodbye because we are going into the archives and we are now recording. So anybody who listens to this will get a little extra 5 or few minutes on there. So I thank you all for hanging out with us tonight and spending time with us on this cold, wintry Friday night, because it really, this weather, I'm over, because it really messed up my plans. I was going to the club tonight after I got off the show.
Okay, well, you guys have got to come hang with me Monday.
What are you going to be on Monday, Corey?
I'm going to be on Monday at 9.
Monday at 9. Is it an hour-long show?
Hour and a half?
Okay. Well, I will see you about 9:30 when I log out from working at home.
That's fine.
Just make sure you get me the link and information, and I'm there.
All right. Will do.
All right. And Taylor, I want you to enjoy your birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Don't get into any trouble that I wouldn't get into myself.
Oh, honey, that leaves plenty of room. I will definitely get into all the trouble that you would get into. Also, people, if you are listening and we're friends on Facebook, I expect all types of interesting pictures in my inbox no later than Monday. If not, I will call you out. Send me all types of pictures and videos and whatever the case may be. And my inbox, you can always find me on Facebook, Taylor Danes. You can find me. Send me all types of pictures, videos, links. I like all that stuff. And Maj, you don't have to send me anything. I already know, boo. Wink, wink. I already know.
Y'all
have a
really
good night. I had fun with you ladies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next Friday.
Good night.
All right. Thank you.
Good night. And this weekend I will be chilling with my kid and my guy kids. So no fun for, well, fun for me because I love those girls. So, all righty, we will see you out here next week, same time, same place. And I have no idea what type of trouble I'm going to get into. But, hey, enjoy yourself. Enjoy your weekend. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.